Hey there, awesome humans. Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to living a life filled with clarity and confidence one stoic valley at a time. And today, we're diving into something that feels extra good. Mindfulness in nature. Ever felt like you're constantly on a hamster wheel? Running from meeting to email to deadline, barely catching your breath between tasks. We live in a world designed for speed and stimulation, but sometimes, the best thing for our minds is to hit the pause button. And what better place to do that than in nature? Nature's got this incredible way of grounding us, of reminding us that there's more to life than just checking things off a list. Think about it. When you walk through a forest, feel the sun on your skin, or listen to the wind rustling through leaves, everything slows down. Your worries seem smaller, and you start feeling more connected to something bigger than yourself. But here's the cool part: mindfulness in nature isn't just about taking a break from the hustle and bustle, it's about actively engaging with your surroundings. It's about paying attention to the tiny details, the way sunlight filters through the trees, the scent of pine needles, the sound of birds singing. This brings us to our five key takeaways for cultivating mindfulness in nature. 1. Slow down. This might be the hardest one for some of us, but trust me, it's worth it. Instead of rushing through your walk or hike, take your time. Notice each step you take, feel the ground beneath you free, and really listen to the sounds around you. 2. Engage your senses. Don't just look at nature, experience it with all your senses. What do you smell? What do you hear? Can you feel a gentle breeze on your skin? Taste that fresh air. Engaging multiple senses deepens your connection to the environment. 3. Find a focal point. Whether it's a towering tree, a delicate flower, or the movement of clouds, choose something in nature to focus on. Observe its details, colors, textures, really let your mind sink into that one thing. It's like meditation, but with a breathtaking view. 4. Let go of thoughts. We all have those pesky thought loops that keep us spinning. That's okay, acknowledge them and gently guide your attention back to the present moment and your surroundings. 5. Practice gratitude. Take a moment to appreciate the beauty and wonder of nature. Be grateful for the clean air, the sunshine on your face, the simple act of being alive and experiencing this incredible world. Think about that last time you took a walk in the park or hiked through a forest. Did you really see anything? Or were you just going through the motions, thinking about your to-do list? That's what I mean, sometimes we miss out on the magic of nature because our minds are too busy racing. So here's an example. You're having a stressful day at work. Deadlines looming, emails piling up, you're feeling overwhelmed. But you remember this podcast and the power of mindfulness in nature. Instead of heading straight home, you take a detour to your local park. You find a quiet bench under a shady tree, close your eyes for a few moments, and listen to the sounds around you. Birds chirping, children laughing, leaves rustling in the breeze. You feel the warmth of the sun on your face and the soft coolness of the grass beneath your feet. Slowly, your heart rate slows down, your breathing deepens, and that feeling of stress starts to melt away. You emerge from that park feeling refreshed, recharged, and ready to tackle the rest of your day with renewed energy. See what I mean? Listen, folks, mindfulness in nature isn't just about escaping the world. It's about coming back to yourself, finding clarity and peace within, and appreciating the incredible world we live in. It's a simple practice that can have a profound impact on your well-being. So, my challenge to you is this. Take a few moments today to step outside, connect with nature, and feel the magic for yourself. And remember, even small moments of mindfulness can make a big difference in your day. Ready to level up your clarity and confidence? Don't forget to subscribe to Daily Virtue. Stoic values for clarity and confidence, and let me know in the comments what you think about today's episode. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.